Even when the Lord needs money, a field of wildflowers at the start could provide a goal for my shoulders to fly through the rainbow. First things first, when you get to the sky, when he wishes, oh man, whenever he can.
Also, attached to our agenda today, we have
now we're back to the mayor
minutes
talking about the issues
and
of the task force.
I'll ask the task force between now and at some point, we need to review those. We want to get distributed to the rest of the council, you know, and I think we ought to take a look at them to see whether we see anything that just is missed or something. So I'm going to ask you both, so
I think the other is about 4 or 5, they should be done this week.
Oh, okay. So about 4 sets, we're still minus.
Yeah.
Okay, including this one, be 5.
We have that.
Okay. Okay.
Mayor is finishing up business with the staff.
Okay,
and now she's about to make her bombshell announcement.
And I think if you see anything, you know, just get with Siobhan and ask her to be
able to. There's no reaction to the oral communication, really.
Okay, I think that was all. Now, discussion of the camping ordinance. That is our next big item. I hope we would have gotten to this on Friday, but we didn't, and it hasn't had much time since. I'm sure anxious to hear on this. I will start out because I think Robert got to call me, and I'm sorry, Robert, I did not get that call return. I did it over the weekend, and I didn't complete all my calls today. I did get back to you because I was quoted in the City on the Hill Press, and I think the press interviewed me at some length, and I haven't seen the article, but want to see the article, so you need to send me a copy of the article. I'd like to see the whole article in context. But I was quoted, and I can't remember the exact words, but I think somebody could certainly tell me what they were, that I was opposed to, let's say, repealing the sleeping ban. And I probably at that point meant camping ban. That was, seems only a few days ago I had that interview. But in fact, just these last few days as I've come closer to that, not even knowing that was in the City and the Hill Press, that is exactly what I feel. I am not, I'm just not convinced, even through all this last 5 weeks, that I am wanting to, willing to, at this time, modify in any way the ordinance, other than under the whole penalty part of it. And I don't have any language right now to suggest under the penalty part, but I think I've tried to raise it every time that I want to work very closely with John Bersoni and everyone else in the courts and everything to really address that issue of the penalty part.
We are working on the language.
Yeah. We need to work on the language of that, yeah. But I don't do a lot. Anyway, that's actually a lot of questions and
notice that the mayor didn't express her position and then have the other two people express their position and have a discussion between Crone, Sugar, and the mayor. She announced it as a fait accompli and a final position and says, now I suppose there are a lot of questions, as though she were dealing with a final decision. No democratic process, no debate. Let's hear as much as we can of the rest of this tape. We're running at the end of our hour here, but let's hear what we can.
Well, let's see if anyone else wants to pipe in here, and I certainly, oh, thanks, there it is, okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, of course, I'm terribly disappointed. I consider you a violation. They won't stand.
Yeah,
we'll get rid of it. Don't worry.
Go for hard money.
Section that says from 11 p.m. to 8:30 a.m., would you be willing to change that to something like 2 a.m. to 6:30 a.m.? I mean, it just really becomes even more, just please go out to, we just change it what? Change the section A and B, instead of 11 p.m. to 8:30 a.m., you guys would be willing to change it to like bar hours, 2 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. That's police control, if that's their issue, it still needs that in. And then everything that says in section A and B, it says with or with or without the acoustic mic, can you change that to just with? That's just two words and two times.
Under B, what?
Section 401 A and B, it says 11 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. So I'm assuming people on 8:30 a.m. So yes, it is. Then you can change that to 6:30. And then to coordinate with probably some police concerns, after 2 a.m. would be, when they do their policing, when they do their thing. That's when the people out there are puking and shitting. After 2 a.m. So the court just make sure you keep that in there, just to make the times more reasonable. Just put some relief. Mm-hmm. And I think the with or without language is just...
I'm sorry, with, oh, they're outdoors with or without.
Yeah, everywhere's mentioned, we can just cross out the or without. Yeah. I mean, because everywhere's actually proof of camping, some intent. The with or without is so non-specific, it's just...
So cross out what?
The or without. I was wondering what that would look like to you in section one. I know you don't want to talk about section one too much.
You're listening to the recording of the Monday Task Force to Examine the Camping Ban Ordinance, the session when Mayor Byers, Council Members Crone and Sugar were supposed to consider language. And indeed, now that David Silva, having heard from Mayor Byers that there will be no change in the sleeping ordinance, at least fundamentally as far as she is concerned, that she cannot see a reason for a change, was struggling to make some small changes. And this is a tape we want to hear more of, and indeed, if the next programmer permits it, I will continue playing this tape. But before I do that, I have to make a few announcements, because our show is normally scheduled to end at 1:30. First of all, Students Against the Sleeping Ban wants you to help up on campus at UC, and we're trying to start a chapter out at Cabrillo. The person to talk to is Heidi, and her phone number is 502-7551. That's Students Against the Sleeping Ban. There was to be a demonstration downtown today at 2 o'clock in front of New Leaf Market to smash the sleeping ban. Unfortunately, the rain seems to have washed us away for the moment, but don't worry. We're going to move our focus until tomorrow when the two press conferences are going to be happening and the task force's next meeting. That's at 3:45 is the press conference, and 4 o'clock is when the task force meets, 3:45 in front of the public library tomorrow, Monday the 8th. 4 o'clock on the second floor of the library, the task force meets. Everyone is invited to crowd into that room and encourage Mayor Byers, or at least Council Members Crone and Sugar, to show some balls here, to show some dedication to the basic principles they were elected to preserve, to show some concern for the homeless people being beaten and soaked in the rain, none of which has been happening over this vacation period as they've set back and let Catherine Byers, the non-elected member of our city council, at least non-elected in this particular round, run the show. That is happening tomorrow, again, 3:45 press conference, 4 o'clock task force meeting. Then at 5:15, the attorneys will be presenting their discussion of what they intend to do in terms of lawsuits and in terms of legal protection of the homeless people in Santa Cruz. My producer looked into the yellow pages to find out what kinds of parks and campgrounds are actually available to a person looking in the phone book. She found five places. The only ones that were nearby were, there's a Carbonera, can't read my own writing. It's a recreational vehicle park up in Scotts Valley for $220 a week, $40 a month for every person over two. There's a waiting list, and I guess there are three spaces open for application today if anybody has that kind of money. There's also, people should know that the Henry Cow is closed until February 10th, so it is not an option for people. New Brighton Beach may have spaces. They are down south. Again, these are significantly beyond the city limits and so difficult for people who are without mobility to reach. The next talk show host has arrived, and the hen does need to deal with her chicks. And so I would like to continue the tape, but unfortunately we had so much good discussion today on air live that we can't really take the time now to do that. Unless, of course, the next talk show host wishes to give us extra time. But I see no immediate... this discussion, though, is important for children, does not really have the kind of interest for children, the kind that the stories that the red hen is going to be clucking at you. So I'm going to ask you to come on down to that conference tomorrow. 3:45, come to the press conference in front of the library, 4 o'clock, the task force meeting on the second floor, 5:15, the second press conference, and then at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, come to City Council and come ready for bear. I mean, we've had enough bullshit. It's time to really get down and make sure that the City Council deals with these issues instead of evading them. They have to be publicly embarrassed into dealing with them. That's always, unfortunately, been the way that we've gotten action in the past. So bring along your sleeping bags, bring your blankets, bring everything you've got. Come to City Council meeting at 7 o'clock. And join me for Bathrobe Spears Broadsides on Thursday if you'd like to... If you'd like to leave any messages between shows, you can contact HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, to be a part of this larger movement to challenge the sleeping ban, 423-HUF, 423-4833. And that pretty much winds up our show today. I wish I had more time. I wish I were better organized. I wish we were allowed to sleep at night. Let's see if we can get some of these wishes granted.
Streets of the poor. Jesus. everything.